Well, I saw them yesterday. I mean, they have literally diminished in size. They're crippled with pain.
You've said that they are mourning the innocent lives that were taken more than their own son's life.
It's true. Every part of it is talking about that, not about their son. She tells me that she read the first four lines and she knew something was wrong. So she automatically went to YouTube. She watched 30 seconds of the video and immediately rang Elliot's father. And she said, you have to look at this YouTube video, retribution.
It all has to come to this.
And he said, we have to get there. We have to get to Santa Barbara. And as they're driving up there, they know intrinsically something's wrong with Elliot. And then they start to hear it on the radio. The news flashes that a black BMW was involved and that there's a mass shooting.
Was Elliot close with his parents?
You know, he was a very removed, remote child. Now, I remember on one particular occasion, I went to a party of theirs. I walked out and he was there on the street, all alone. I thought he was the loneliest person I've ever seen in my life. He was an odd child. He hesitated. He shook when you met him.
Do you know if Elliot was on any medication?
I understand he was on Xanax in the last 6 months, and I think doctors have offered to put him on medication before, like a year ago, and I don't know the legal side, you see, but I know that he refused to take it.
On a day-to-day basis, would you say that Elliot's parents were concerned about him?
Yes, every day. Every day. I think their fears, fundamentally, deep down, was that he was going to take his own life.
Elliot's mother, Chin, had reached out before. Police showed up to his apartment, and now there is an investigation as to whether or not the correct actions were taken.
There's no blame to the police whatsoever, because Elliot fooled everyone for a very, very long time. He fooled me, he fooled his family, he fooled everyone who saw him. He was a tragic figure. And now when I talk about him knowing what he did. He is in many ways a monster.